Among the crowds gathering here in Washington today for the presidential inauguration are a number of protesters. They will have to abide by strict security regulations. NPR's Larry Abramson is waiting to enter the parade site along Pennsylvania Avenue, not far from the Capitol, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Are protesters starting to arrive there where you are?
Yeah, they've actually been here for a couple of hours, but they're just beginning to let them in to the parade site. They shut down the entire mall pretty much for the last 2 hours in order to do a security sweep here. Protests are gathering, they're holding their signs, and they're impatient to go through the check. They seem to be moving through pretty quickly. They really only have a couple of access points specifically designated for protesters, so it's going to take a lot of time for them to get through these security checks.
What are the demonstrators going to be protesting? I mean, read us from a couple of the signs that you're seeing.
Well, it gets very creative. There are some standard ones that we've seen that demonstrations pass: bring the troops home now, dollars for health care and jobs, not war, Bush lied, thousands died. Just saw one that I hadn't seen before: illegitimate presidents wage illegitimate wars. And then there's also some people from a group called HillaryNow.com holding up signs saying simply Hillary 2008. So, you know, the sympathies are pretty clear. They're against the president. They're against the war. They have different ways of expressing it. Some people are for particular Democrats, and other people are just really would like to see this administration come to an end. And, of course, that's not going to happen for 4 more years.
And the tight security that we've been talking about, what measures are in place?
Well, it's very tight. I mean, if you live here, as I do, it's basically impossible to go almost anywhere in the general downtown area. They've closed off dozens of streets. There are jersey barriers everywhere. There are huge municipal buses blocking certain intersections to keep anybody from even thinking about driving a vehicle down those streets. Reporters were fingerprinted before they were granted access passes to cover the parade. That's very unusual. You can probably hear there are helicopters all over the place. There are National Guardsmen manning the checkpoints before people get in. There are a SWAT team, armed police all over the place. So it's very tight, but I don't think it feels tense in any way, because I think most people feel like the security is directed primarily at terrorists, not so much at the demonstrators. But there is some concern about how it will affect their ability to protest.
Well, there have been a lot of complaints about restrictions on protests at the inauguration. The idea being, I mean, they can protest, but they might not be seen. What's the feeling there right now?
Well, you know, this time the mall is almost completely lined with grandstands for the president's supporters. Usually there's a lot of space for people who just walk up or for protesters, and they pretty much got closed out of that. They litigated that and tried to get more space so they could basically make a wall of people to greet the president with protest signs. They weren't able to do that. They did get a significant chunk of space right near where I'm standing, and so they're hoping to make as big an impression as they can with the small signs that the Secret Service is allowing them to carry in. No big signs and no signs on sticks are going to be allowed.
NPR's Larry Abramson speaking from Pennsylvania Avenue, right, Larry?
Right. Thank you, Renee.